This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The presidential race is still undecided, with President Trump demanding an end to the vote count and the Biden campaign optimistic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a strategy the president signaled for weeks, attacking the integrity of the voting process in states where Trump losses could lead to him losing the race itself. The Trump campaign has sued in Pennsylvania and Michigan, largely seeking better access to watch ballots be counted. The Biden campaign's Bob Bauer says the suits are meritless.
Continually alleging irregularity, failures of the system, and fraud, without any basis.
The president's demanding the vote count stop altogether, though he cannot actually order that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With the election still undecided, several demonstrators have been arrested. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Demonstrators took to the streets in Seattle, where police say seven protesters have been arrested. The charges include property damage, resisting arrest, and assaulting an officer. Authorities say in Portland, 10 people have been arrested for allegedly smashing out the windows of businesses and hurling objects, including fireworks, at officers. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has said she would keep state troopers, sheriff deputies, and police officers under a unified command into Friday in Portland to handle protests amid the uncertainty over the presidential election. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. Labor Department says unemployment benefit claims declined slightly last week, but remain elevated by historical standards. A total of 751,000 jobless workers filed new applications for unemployment compensation. A total of 7.3 million workers remain unemployed. The figure is a marked improvement from the pandemic low point in April. This is VOA News. The resurgence of coronavirus cases throughout Europe is putting new strains on the continent's health systems, while Greece announced a nationwide lockdown. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that he acted earlier than other European countries because Greece couldn't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. In England, thirsty drinkers guzzled their final freshly poured pints in a pub the day before the UK government imposed a one-month lockdown. One reveller explained why she came out.
To me, it was just making the most of the last night.
The following day, the streets of London remained quiet and abandoned as Boris Johnson spoke to the English population.
In England, from today, we're once again asking you to stay at home.
In recent days, many European nations have reported their highest daily virus death tolls in months, and sometimes ever. Karen Chamas, London.
Kosovo President Hasim Thaci has resigned with immediate effect after learning that the Kosovo tribunal had confirmed his indictment for war crimes. Maha Abdeldrawi of Reuters reports.
Prosecutors hold Thaci responsible for nearly 100 civilian murders during the 1998-1999 war that led to Kosovo's independence from Serbia. Thaci, who was a senior commander of the Kosovo Liberation Army guerrilla group, has denied any wrongdoing. The specialist chamber was set up in The Hague in 2015 to handle cases of alleged crimes by KLA guerrillas during the uprising. Local efforts to investigate alleged KLA war crimes have so far been met with hostility in the tiny state, where clan loyalties run deep and former rebels are now heroes.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldrawi. Ethiopia's parliament on Thursday validated a six-month state of emergency in the rebellious northern Tigray region, where the federal government has launched a military campaign despite international pleas for negotiation to avoid a civil war. The state of emergency was announced Wednesday by cabinet ministers, hours after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray in response to a deadly attack on a federal military base in the regional capital. Abiy's administration blames the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which controls the regional government, for authorizing the attack. The Tigray regional government said Thursday that Ethiopian military forces have bombarded locations near Mekele. Ethiopia's federal government has made no comment regarding the reported attack, and VOA has not confirmed any airstrikes in the region. You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.